104.7, Andy and Mel, 707 up to 60 today. Going to be cloudy. We're going to turn towards the colder part of fall here on Thursday. Highs only in the 40s.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of a bummer. Anyway, so we'll press on. We'll get through. We will survive.
Okay.
There was a at the baseball game last night, National League Championship Series, which, by the way, the Giants won. Game 7 is tonight. There was a gal by the name of Misa Malone. She sang God Bless America, and she screwed up the words.
Uh-oh.
Nothing will get you booed quicker than screwing up the words to either the national anthem or God Bless America.
It's true.
But the thing is, she screwed it up without missing a beat. This is the short version of it.
With the light from above.
You can hear the crowd starting to boo. From the... And by the way, it's not from the night. It's like through the night with a light from above.
Oops.
Yeah.
It happens. Nerves get ya.
I suppose. Oh, by the way, I did not see it. I have a clip of it here, though. Bruno Mars was doing a sketch on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
This was amazing. He did, I knew he was a talented guy, but I didn't know he was this talented. I mean, dude can sing without question.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's one that I'm dying to see live.
He would be fun.
He would be a blast to see live. Anyway, he was the musical guest and the host on Saturday Night Live this weekend. And they did a sketch where he was playing an intern at Pandora Radio.
Okay.
Who saves the day when the servers crash. So he starts singing.
Okay.
Instead of them playing music off the servers.
Oh, nice.
Jackson size this son of a bitch looking for, huh? This one.
Yeah. So he did a bunch of Michael Jackson. That wasn't all he did. Also does impersonations of Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day, Steven Tyler of Aerosmith, Katy Perry, Justin Bieber, and Louis Armstrong. Here's that clip.
Stay awake just to hear you breathing. Cause baby, you're the fire. Come on, show the world your worth. Make your doom. Shoot across the sky. Swaggy, my dying soul. Everything you want. Hey, girl, then I'll talk to you. If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go.
I should scratch green.
Whoa!
Red roses too.
Louis Armstrong is back.
Okay.
It's back.
Yeah, that. And Louis Armstrong is hard to do.
Yeah.
Without coughing your lungs out.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
I see trees of green.
Mm-hmm.
Red.
I can do it for about 10 words, and that's about it.
That's pretty impressive. You okay?
Red roses too.
I don't even want to try. I could probably do it though.
Anyway, my two favorites that he did though, well, three. Michael Jackson was
wow,
spot on.
Yeah, unbelievable.
The Green Day one was so dead on. Plus, he's just babbling. He's not even singing the words.
He should have just said blah, 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 blah.
But the most impressive one, I think, is Katy Perry. He actually managed to sound like a female.
I know. That was crazy.
It was insane.
What a fun little skit they did.
Oh, man. That was funny. We have got news coming up. Sad day in South Dakota political history. George McGovern passed away. Details on that coming up. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel,
Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:23. We're going to top out at 60 today. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is pre-recorded.
Shut the fudge up, you little astronaut. What the helicopter are you doing, you son of a batch of cookies? That's how you cuss out a kid.
Mel told me what it was and said, can I use it? I said, yes, but only if you pre-record it.
He was worried I was going to swear.
You would have.
I would not
yeah,
have.
Yeah, you would have.
I could totally do it and not swear.
You would have screwed it up. You absolutely would have. This is the most disturbing thing I maybe have ever heard, and it has Larry King in it.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the band called Pig Destroyer?
I have not heard of Pig Destroyer.
Neither have I.
Do they hunt wild boars in the South?
I don't know, but I'm guessing Johnny V has been to 1 or 10 of their shows. Anyway, they have they're one of these hardcore death metal bands. Yeah. Anyway, they have an audio sample of Larry King on there reading a passage from the novel Tropic of Cancer.
Oh, okay.
Now, he didn't record this for the album. The band took it from an audio version of the book that Larry did a while back. So, here you go.
This then, this is libel, slander, defamation of character. This is a prolonged insult, a gob of spit in the face of art, a kick in the pants to God, man, destiny, time, love, beauty, virtue. I'm gonna sing for you.
Wow.
Can you make it stop, please? I mean, it hurts my ears.
I turned it down a little.
Wow. I don't want to hear anymore. That's why I don't listen to that music.
All
saying.
Right. Yeah, that was a good time.
Wow. Not so much.
A little more fun. A 51-year-old woman by the name of Christine Lee Brown of Palm Bay, Florida. She got arrested for misuse of 911 last week.
Okay.
She called 6 times to tell dispatchers that when she was in jail, the sheriff gave her a bologna sandwich.
Oh, that was nice.
And she liked it.
911.
The last time I was arrested, the sheriff gave me his bologna sandwich.
Ma'am, do you have an emergency? Bed. Ma'am, do you have
I
an emergency?
I remember that. Tell him I remember that.
What is your name? Do you have a emergency right now?
No, I'm not on fire yet.
Pardon me?
No, I'm not on fire yet, but I remember. Okay. I remember what he gave me to eat.
All right. Do not call 911 unless it's an emergency. I'm disconnecting
okay,
this line.
Okay, you tell him.
All right.
I called 211, but they're stupid. Why can't listen
ma'am,
to
why are you still? Stupid. Why are you still calling 911?
Because they're stupid.
Okay, don't call 911 unless it's an emergency, all right? We've had numerous calls from you today.
6, as a matter of fact.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she was arrested.
We're getting hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit.
Oh, wow.
Just a little bit.
211 is stupid.
Yeah, but they're stupid.
Why didn't she just call 411 to get the information?
Maybe they're stupid, too.
Probably.
I don't know. We've got dirt coming up. Also, I got a question on our Facebook. We almost get as many of those anymore as we do texts and emails, but it has to do with the gal that sent the message has an issue with her boyfriend, and it's being too girly. I will explain that coming up. 7:27 now, Hot 104.7.
Well, This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 7:40. We're going to top out at 60 today. I got a text message 39 minutes ago from somebody who said that, hey, wanted to tell you last week when you were talking about The Walking Dead, and I told you that my husband and I couldn't get into it. Well, we watched last week's episode, then last night's, and we are hooked. Totally loved last night.
Interesting.
Can't wait for next weekend. Thanks for telling us about it. And that the second season did not do the show justice. It did not. Second season moved way too slow.
Yeah.
They took way too long to tell a story that could have been done in 3-4 episodes tops.
Maybe they weren't sure where they wanted to go with it.
I think they were trying to do too much character development and not enough zombie killing.
Could be.
I mean, that is part of the attraction of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, action And if there's not any action, there were a couple episodes where there was zero action.
Which is kind of crap.
That's
considering it's a zombie show.
Yeah. Well, it's not a show about zombies. It's about it's a show about people surviving.
Right.
With and zombies. Anyway, so I got a message on Facebook over the weekend from, she asked to remain anonymous, so we'll call her, I don't know, what do we want to call her?
Barbara.
Barb.
Barb.
Okay. Although she doesn't look like much like a Barb.
Okay.
I love the Facebook messages because then I can look at the person.
Yeah, we get the picture.
You get a picture, which most of the time we get an idea of what they look like, so it kind of, I don't know. We're creeping you, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here's what Barb says. Went to the mall the other day because I needed various beauty products. I went to the clinic counter because they have stuff I like. Boyfriend came with me to the mall, and we went, and when we got to the store, he bought stuff too. He says he shops there because the products are higher quality. I think this is weird. Wondering if you agree.
Not really. I think it's good that he's using the good stuff. Like, he cares.
What? I don't even know what they have. What would he get there?
At Clinique, probably like face washing stuff and moisturizer, that kind of stuff.
What's wrong with soap and a rag?
Ugh.
Oh, that's not
Ugh.
Okay. That's
soap?
Bad.
Soap?
Yeah, so
just a bar of soap?
Ugh.
Oh my gosh.
Who uses soap?
Because it dries my skin out. I hate it. I hate it, hate it, hate
okay,
it.
Okay, so
hate
you
it, hate
bathe
it, hate
with
it, hate it.
You just rinse yourself
no,
every day?
No, I use body wash. That doesn't.
It's still soap.
Yeah, but I'm talking about a bar of soap, is what I said. Ugh.
Well, like deodorant bar soaps. Yeah, those.
I can't use any of those.
Dry you out a little. That's why I never
Yeah, it
use
feels
those.
Like I have stuff on my skin, like the whole, hate it. It gives me the heebie-jeebies even thinking about it.
Okay.
In a pinch, I'll use it, but I will use body wash.
I've used bar soap to wash my hair in a pinch before.
Oh.
Well, it was either that or don't.
Yeah. I suppose that was okay. Just because it was a pinch.
That's the only thing, though, that he could have gotten there?
I'm not sure. I mean, a Clinique has perfume. I don't know if they have men's cologne there. They might. They might.
I don't.
So possibly, but that's probably what he was getting.
I
don't think he was buying lipstick.
Mel and I were talking about this after we got the message, and we're both racking our brains trying to figure out, okay, what's the girly thing I do? There's got to be something.
There's got to be something.
And I just thought of one.
Okay.
One. I do like mildly girly hand soaps.
Like the good smell and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's the only thing I could come up with, though. That and... I guess, like, expensive hair product, like, not the bottle of gel you get for $2.
Right.
But, like...
You buy the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually 16 bucks or so for a mm-hmm. little jar of it. And the only reason... It's not... And that's not even girly anymore.
Not anymore. It's
it
not
used
as bad
to
anymore.
Be.
Yeah.
I started
think it's
doing
good
it,
to use that stuff, though. It's
I started
important.
Using it because a friend of mine was going to beauty school, and she said, here, use this. It's much better. Okay. So she just gave me the leftover jar she had at her salon or whatever, and mm-hmm. there wasn't a whole lot left, but I used it, and yeah, it was awesome, and so I've been buying the expensive hair stuff ever since.
I haven't had a whole lot of boyfriends or exes that have been like completely girly with that kind of stuff.
Well, most guys wouldn't be totally girly. It would be like one little thing here and there.
But I can think of them acting more like the girl in the relationship.
Yeah,
where I end up being more like the guy in the relationship.
In my relationship with my wife, I would say that I am definitely the chicken.
You kind of are.
Well, only by default, because she doesn't talk much.
That's true.
But
you kind of are.
Yeah. Road trips, I better have a movie on my phone or something, or a book.
Yeah, I know, because later I'm blah, blah.
Or actually, I end up driving, so I end up, she brings a book. But anyway, I would like to know what it is, if you have a guy in your life that is does something girly, or if you're a guy, and you have this like one girly thing you do, I want to know what it is.
I'm very curious.
I don't even know.
I think
know.
You'll hear a lot of girls say how girly guys are in the relationship.
That might be it. I was that way with my wife, too, and I'm not just talking about the amount of talking that goes on.
No, just girly. I don't even know how to explain it.
I
like my ex-boyfriend needy? Was yeah
needy
yeah needy girly
because the stereotypical guy or the stereotype of guys is that they're not needy, but I know there are needy dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I've been one of those. Anyway, 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Girly things guys do. Let us know. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:53, up to 60 today, 46 right now. Girly things that guys do. I don't really have any that I could think of. And I'm sure my wife would have already called me out if I had any.
She probably would. I can't think of anything either. You're pretty manly.
Yeah, that's right. You know what else I am?
I'm sexy and I know it.
Oh, God. You haven't played that in a while.
Yeah, that's why I did it. It had been a minute or two. The girly things that dudes do, what are they? Casey is on the phone. How are you, Casey?
I'm good.
So, girly thing your guy does.
My fiance he likes to groom himself.
Grooming.
He likes to get his eyebrows waxed. He is very clean cut. Well, not recently because he's been working so much, but normally he's very clean cut, has his eyebrows done the whole nine yards.
I'm surprised by the eye waxing. Like, most guys would just take a razor to it.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Oh, no, he goes, if you ever put a razor to that eyebrow of yours, I will be very, very bad. I was like, okay.
Wow.
I'm not a girly girl. I grew up a tomboy, so the whole waxing your eyebrows thing was, the first time I did it was 2 years ago. And now I'm hooked on it, obviously, but before then, I never had my eyebrows waxed or plucked or anything.
So he's the girl and you're the dude.
No, he's still very, very manly.
Oh. It's just that one little thing with the grooming and...
He likes lotion, too. Okay. But
lotion?
I like lotion when my skin starts cracking.
Yeah, that's him, too.
Winter time.
I don't do it regularly, but when, you know, it starts to hurt, then I'll bust it out. Thank you for the call, Casey.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Colton's on the phone. How are you, Colton?
Not too much. I'm just calling in to sit, or I guess I don't know if this is girly or not, but I guess in high school... I took home ec class.
No, I took home ec too. I don't
think
it's girly.
That's not girly. That's important.
I don't find it girly. I think it's smart.
I think every guy needs to learn how to cook. And plus, it's impressive to us women.
No,
if you guys
it's smart
cook.
Because that's where all the chicks are.
Well, there's that.
There aren't any chicks in shop class.
There's I was in shop class.
I'm just saying the ratio of guys to girls. It's
why do you think I took shop class?
Well, okay, then there you go. Thanks for the call, Colton.
Yeah, you guys rock. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I didn't.
There was
so
a good
much,
reason. Why.
I didn't so much take home ec for the chicks, really, as it was shop sounded like a lot more work than home ec.
I like shop class.
Yeah.
I made a nail box.
Girly things that your guy does. My ex-boyfriend always sat down on the toilet, no matter what his business was.
Oh, that is kind of girly.
A little bit. I know someone who does this, but it's not for girly reasons. It's for clean reasons.
Okay.
No splatter.
Okay.
Lives in a house full of women.
Gotcha.
So I
understand.
Kind of understand, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, really? Come on, dude. This one made me laugh. My husband gets extra sensitive about once a month and needs lots of reassurance, whines a lot, and is generally a woman. I refer to him as my wife during those times. Oh, that poor man. the girly things that your man does, or if you're a guy and you're willing to admit what the girly thing is that you do, please let us know. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com.
Hot1047.com.